Danube.
Storm cleanup, not a breeze.
Euro treaty veto controversy.
Live from Star Studios, this is Star News.
With this evening's Star headlines, I'm Hannah Franklin.
And I'm Kate Reid. Repair work has begun across Scotland in the aftermath of Hurricane Borbag, which lashed high winds across the country yesterday. Power companies are working to restore electricity after thousands of homes were hit by an outage, which has continued into today. WH Smith's on South Street is closed until further notice due to a power cut. Elsewhere in St Andrews, uprooted trees have blocked pathways, and the roof of Hairdressers, the Hair Hut on Woodburn Terrace, was ripped off. Council workers have been mending the destruction today, which has included the removal of debris from the Kinnisburn after it burst through flood prevention barriers yesterday. Despite the damage, humour has been maintained, with a video of a trampoline rolling down a Fife residential street becoming a YouTube hit.
There are fears that the UK will become more isolated from the rest of Europe after David Cameron's decision to veto Germany's push for reopening the Lisbon Treaty in an attempt to rescue the euro. Mr Cameron insisted that his decision was the right one, as he had not had his demands for certain safeguards to be put in place with a new treaty. But with France and Germany expressing their regret at the veto, and all the other European members likely to agree on a new accord with tougher budgetary rules, Labour leader Ed Miliband said he feared the UK would be excluded from key European decision-making in the future.
St Andrews golfing shop, Auchterlonies, has been highlighted by Scottish First Minister Alex Salmond due to its trade links with China. The firm have been supplying golf equipment and memorabilia to Chinese company Singer Investments, who have a series of retail concessions at golf courses throughout China after being approached by them 2 years ago. Since then, the business has seen their retail turnover increase by 10%, as well as an increasing number of tourists from the Far East visiting St Andrews. Their achievements have been emphasised by First Minister Alex Salmond, whilst he has been on a week-long trade mission in China this week.
The drink driving conviction handed to a man from Methil, Fife, has been overturned after appeal judges ruled the legislation did not apply to mobility scooters. Henry Gray, aged 63, was banned from driving for a year and fined £300 after being caught driving his scooter on the wrong side of the road while nearly twice over the legal driving limit. Due to the scooter not being classed as a motor vehicle in UK law, Mr Gray's appeal has been upheld, but he may still face charges of reckless conduct.
In events, St Andrews is gearing itself up for a massive night of electro dance music, with one of the UK's most exciting acts, Errol Alkin, playing in Venue One. Following a headline performance at this year's Rocknes Festival, amongst several other massive nights across Europe, the DJ is teaming up with rising star Roy Phillips for tonight's gig. Tickets are available on the front door for £15.
Those are today's headlines. There's more news in an hour or online anytime on the news pages of the Star website.